Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Wendy Papazan.
And I'm Via Williams. Today, we're going to cover the thing you dread writing the most. We're going to do, I know, the bio, your favorite thing, right? But here's the thing about the bio, right? You hate it. You procrastinate. You put this off. It is arguably one of the most important things you are ever going to write about yourself, certainly in a professional setting, because a good bio helps with a lot of things, guys, a lot. Number one, it can help get you hired.
Yes.
Right? Number two, it can attract people to come work for you and with you.
What a sexy bio. I want to work with you.
Exactly, Wendy. Thank you for saying that and amplifying me. It can get you speaking opportunities, and then like it can like edify you and you know, give you credibility as a speaker, right? When people look you up, it can help you convert leads. So if you're in a sales profession and they go to look you up and you have a good bio on your website, you know, on the about part of your website, it can help like convert the deal. It can gain followers and viewers on, you know, social media, with different social medias. Are you getting the idea?
Yeah, I could go on.
It can attract people to come to
events. You're making me feel really insecure about my bio right now is what you're doing.
Okay, perfect. Well, guess what, Wendy? Oh. You teed that up. Oh. We're going to give you 10 tips to writing a killer bio today. I know. And here's how this episode started, Sarah Reynolds. How it started is we had to give a bio for something. What was it?
You're taking my story. Via Williams.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, well,
Sarah Reynolds, tell us why.
I'm feeling a little offended that Wendy is just now inspired about her bio, because that means she didn't get the Via call of like, Sarah, you have a horrible bio.
I'm not that.
She just likes you better.
Okay.
Okay. It's just we're turning into that.
We were speaking together, and I introduced myself, and then I got a call right when we got done from Via saying,
"We all turned in our bios for something," and I'm like, "This is horrible."
About my bio, Via was like, "This is the worst bio." I was like, oh, okay. Like, thank you.
Well, only because can we all agree Sarah Reynolds is one of the most amazing and accomplished individuals in the nation? Can we all just like put that in context?
I'll agree
if
with
you
that.
Weren't so amazing, then, you know, and I'm reading this bio, I'm like, what is like, I sound better than you. And you're like way more like successful.
It's also about like letting your light shine. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think a lot of us feel uncomfortable writing a bio because we don't want to necessarily be braggy. We don't want to, we don't want to be that person. So,
but I think that was
your light shine.
Yeah. That was a big, honestly, that gave me permission to let my light shine. That conversation, I'm teasing Via now, but it was a critical conversation for me of just like, yeah, like you are totally underplaying what you have accomplished and what you do, and people will listen more, and you'll be able to inspire more people if they know a little bit more about you, the true you. And so tell them what you've accomplished and tell them what you're about. And so that's really the reason for it, is to make sure that you are letting your light shine. I think Wendy, you said it the other day, right? There's only one of you. So, shine the light on yourself.
Yes. Well, and you might think that this is like a one and done thing. You might just think like, oh, I wrote my bio. Now I can just set it and forget it for the rest of my life. But it's actually not true, because there's lots of uses for bios, and it's really a best practice to tailor them for each use. So where do you put a bio? You put a bio in all sorts of places. The first one I would argue would be LinkedIn. So really start there. And that's going to be different than your other social media, which is just going to have a different look, a different feel. LinkedIn's going to be obviously a lot more professional. Instagram, you've got just a few characters, right? So your bio on Instagram is probably going to be very different. It might be slightly more fun. And then there's lots of other places too. The about section of your website, right? It's probably going to be focused on whatever that business is and your expert, probably a long history of expertise there. Probably have a different bio maybe for industry awards. Speaking engagements might be slightly different. donor opportunities, anything you offer might have a slightly different bio. So that's a little bit overwhelming to think about doing a different bio for each one, but it's really true. You should be tweaking it at every
opportunity. We'll talk about that in our 10 tips too, Wendy. We'll talk about that. It's not as intimidating as it sounds.
Okay, good.
It's already hard enough writing one. Trust me, we'll get there.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay, thank you.
Well, let's get there. Let's go.
Let's do it. All right. Yeah, so let's do your tips.
Let's do this. So Sarah and Wendy asked me to write this episode, and we all three of us in Seychelles, we all speak, you know, kind of on a national platform. And so all of us have had to have bios. And I don't know why I got kind of passionate about them, and I started tweaking all the people I care about in my world, like people that work with me and my friends. I started being like the bio queen for whatever reason, because I started noticing that people were really shy about it. They didn't want to, you know, all the things you guys said. They felt like they were braggy, all the things. And so I started jotting down notes of like why I think my bio is pretty good and what makes a good bio. Then I did some research, and in my research, I actually updated my bio even more because I found some other good tips. So these 10 tips are a combination of just like via-isms, like, you know, just no research behind it other than my own personal experience, anecdotal, but also some really cool research that made my bio even better, you know, prepping for this episode. So we're just going to launch into them and just talk through them.
Great. Okay. Sure. Well, I'm going to start off with number one, but before I do, just make sure, you know, you also want to get a good headshot, right? And don't worry about losing that 5 to 10 pounds that you've wanted to get a good headshot. Yep. Just go for it. And also, this is something that you should probably be doing every couple of years too. It's an investment it's just an investment in your professional life. So tip number one is to start strong. You really need to grab people fast. If you are Jay Papazian, for instance, and you're a New York Times bestselling author who's sold, gosh, I don't even know, collectively, all of his books have sold like 5 million copies and above. You probably want to lead with that. You know, you probably want to lead with that.
But any big accomplishment, or, you know, I don't want to make it sound like it's all titles, but anything that's going to be, you know, grabby, you should lead with that, right? I mean, that it'll grab someone really quick.
I love that. Tip number two is what we already talked about a little bit, but tailor your bios to the audience. So you want to have multiple versions of them, and you want to tailor it to whoever is the audience, right? So if you have one where, for example, I have a bio for the real estate industry, but then I sometimes speak for other industries. And so you would have a bio that's more tailored to business in general. We talked about having different bios for different social media platforms, different places, but you want to edit it and think like, okay, who's the audience? Who is the reader of the bio, and what do they need to know about me in this sense, in a short bio form?
Yeah. And so let's address the elephant in the room, which, you know, Wendy and I talked about earlier, which is, you know, you already are dreading the bio, and now we are telling you to have multiple bios, right? But here's the thing. Once you have the baseline done, that's the hardest part. All this is are slight little tweaks. This is just about what you're emphasizing, maybe what you're leading with. So if you're talking to a mom's group versus a real estate group versus just an entrepreneur, you know, industry agnostic group, all you have to do is tweak one or two things. This isn't like the surgery is done in the original one. Yes. You know what I mean? This is just like touch-ups.
Do not let bio dread hold you back. I just made up that word.
Ooh, bio dread. I'm hearing a URL.
Obviously.
Obviously.
I already bought it.
I know. All right. And so this is the thing. So now we're leading into tip number three. And again, I don't want to lose you on this, because we're on precarious ground just getting you to write a bio. But tip number three is to have a brief and a full bio. Okay. So there are many forums where you want a full bio. Your own website would be one of them. If you have a blog, that would be one of them. But think about Instagram or Twitter. Those are very, very brief bios, right? Some speaking gigs, you only have like one small paragraph. Some you have, you know, a couple. So I have a full bio and a brief bio. We're going to talk about this on our 10th tip we're going to wrap all this together with how I actually execute all this in a media kit, but I have two different versions of it. And then honestly, I'm still tailoring it from there too. So I almost have like a mini, a medium, and a full bio.
I love that.
And the full bio is the one that just goes into way more detail.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. Well, tip number four is to actually not write one. So have somebody else. Let's say you're married to a famous writer. You could ask
New York Times bestseller.
You could ask them to write it for you. Okay. Do you want to hear a funny story? This is totally an aside.
Yes. Okay. Of course.
So Gus
is your son.
Gus is my son. Gus goes on a retreat with his school. It's like a 3-day retreat where they think about like where they want to be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And then each of us as parents, we write them a letter just saying like, we're so proud of you, Gus. And we hope you think about this. And this is what we want for you in this world. And so he's been doing this for years. And this year I just really put my heart into this letter. I mean, it was like 2 pages long. And I was like, he's going to cry when he reads this. and so then he came back. And of course, I was like, so Gus, be honest, who wrote the better letter? And I'm like, just knowing it was me. And then he's like, well, Mom, Dad's was 4 pages. And he is a professional writer. So yeah, it was Dad.
Oh, you got dissed.
Shoot, 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 shoot.
Jay with the 4-page
Yeah.
Letter.
Shoot, shoot, shoot. And he's like, actually, both of you made me cry. So I was like, God dang it.
There's no winning there.
There's
when
no
you're
winning.
New York Times best-selling like,
no
author
winning.
Husband
so, anyway,
writes a 4-page
sorry,
letter.
Sorry for no the, winning. It just was a funny story I wanted to share. So.
Yeah, well, the motto is everyone's going to be hitting Jay to write their bio. She'd be like, why is my inbox blowing up? What episode did you drop?
I think for those of us that aren't married to a New York Times best-selling author, which is probably the majority of us.
I think my inbox is about to blow up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think you can probably...
A little side hustle.
Yeah, you can pay a copywriter, right, to ask you some questions and then to write a first draft. But that sort of leads us into tip number 5, but use a template. There are many templates, models, and frameworks, right?
So smart.
That you can use. There's one that we're going to put in the show notes from Muse that we like. But you can use a template and framework to build out your bio.
And you can just Google bio template.
Oh, I was going to say HubSpot has this free download with like 30 of them. I mean, there's so many of them.
Yeah. That's good.
Love that.
Yeah, there's a ton of smart. Them. And they're all free and they're all super available. I did like the Muse one. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
So we can put that on the show notes.
Super.
Okay, this is tip number 6. And this is one of the tips that I learned in my research. And I actually tweaked my bio last night when I was doing the research for this episode from this. I really, really liked it. So it's explain how you got to where you are. Okay, here's the example. Oh, and by the way, in the addition to that, that I figured out early on that I think is the secret sauce to my bio and Sarah, what I was kind of looking for in yours is use words, use verbs and words that show movement and action. Mm,
that's the key to any good writing.
Oh, okay.
It's all about your verbs. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah.
It's all about the verbs, ladies.
You can show movement and action, you know, with and without verbs, but show movement and action, right? So
you can't show movement and action without verbs.
Well, you can show how you impacted things
with verbs.
Okay.
You need verbs in there, I guess, though. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of nouns.
I guess you have to have verbs. So here's my example.
Verbs are action words.
They are?
Verbs are.
Yeah.
I was an English minor, but never mind. It was years ago. So, you know. Do you guys remember, on a side note, do you guys remember breaking down sentence and doing all those sentence diagrams?
Oh, man, that
was hard.
And the action,
I don't know why
and
that
what
was...
were the action words again?
Okay, be quiet. Verbs. Oh, it's going to be one of those. Okay. So here's a good example of showing movement and action and explaining how you got to where you are. Instead of saying Via Williams is president of Ben Kenny Brokerages, which was on there, I said, under her leadership, the 8 offices Via led experienced explosive growth, climbing from 1,330 agents to over 1,700, amounting to a 23% increase in agent count and a 25% growth in sales volume. So it tells a story and it shows how I got there instead of just like Via's president of Ben Kenny. What does that mean? Like, okay. Great, you know, whatever. So I love that, how it was like, show, you know, explain how you got to where you are. I was already showing some movement and action in my bio, but actually explaining. The other thing I did on explaining how I got to where I am that I tweaked last night is later on in my full bio, my long bio, I wrote something like, Via started out as a solo agent, then went on to lead one of the most successful teams in the Seattle market before she became general manager and president of 8 brokerages. You know, and then I said something to the effect of, you know, so she's had, you know, experience in virtually every real estate sales role possible, giving her a scope and a perspective, da 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 da. That to me is really key because it gives a car. Oh, that's why she'd be a good GM, because she was a solo agent and led a team and led brokerages, you know. So showing how you got to where you are and kind of painting that picture a little more.
I love that.
A little bit harder.
I feel
to do
honored
in your
to
brief.
Be like your friend right now.
I know, honestly. Seriously.
Well, it's all smoke and mirrors, but that's actually what a good bio should do.
Also, I didn't know you were president of
I know, like,
is that always your title?
Yeah.
Or is that new?
It's, no,
it's
pretty new.
Madam President from now on.
Madame President.
I love it.
And I, yeah, it's pretty new.
I love it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And congratulations on your explosive growth. I mean, Seriously. If you can put the words explosive growth in your bio, that's just a no-brainer.
Well, but here's the point. It sounds good. Like, this isn't about me.
Yeah, it's a good verb.
It's just a great, these are great power words and great copywriting, you know, power verbs and words. Yeah, and
everybody
verbs,
wants to read good
verbs.
Writing.
Yeah.
Exactly. At the end of the day.
So,
okay.
Anyway, yeah.
All right. Tip number 7, if you have a cool hobby or extracurricular activity or accomplishment, right? Put it here. Mm-hmm. This helps you stand out and not be one dimensional. I mean, I used to own an ostrich until she died last year during COVID.
No.
Not of COVID, but during COVID. And yes, I used to put that in my bio because it just, you know, it's a little quirky thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've read bios of people who climb mountains and stuff, you know, just a triathlon. Like Diane should be putting that she's done 100 triathlons.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's
for
just
sure.
amazing.
I saw someone write like an introduction on Facebook to their friends the other day. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Cause I didn't know a lot of that about them. So I was like, let me do that. So I wrote like a little bio. And one of the things was I love tackling puzzles. I'm getting like probably every other day, I'm getting inbox messages of people doing puzzles that have connected with me over something that I thought was sort of simple,
cool.
but that like are like, I love puzzles too. And look at this many pieces that I got done. And like, so just little facts about you that make up who you are, I think is cool because they connect with that. So
I love that.
So
I didn't know that about you and puzzles.
Yes,
by the way.
I did.
That was cool. Actually, I kind of remember that from COVID now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But. Tip number 8, and this is a must. I do this every year. I just did my 2022 that'll actually still be tweaked, but update it annually. Okay, here's why. If you have a full bio, and for instance, you have like Via's parent to 3 kids, guess what happens every year? Their ages grow a year. So you have to update the stats really quick. Our podcast, like a really good example is last year's bio said, you know, and she's a co-host of a national podcast that hit 100,000 downloads on their first year. Well, we're at 250,000 downloads now. And so
I didn't
to
even
update
know.
That stat.
That's just, that blows me away.
It blows you away. So you have to just do quick updates like that and just
so
make
do you
sure
have
like
a
when
hack
I went
around
from,
when you do it, like do you do it on your birthday or...
Well, it's interesting you should say that. Every industry is different, but I find, Wendy, and I was thinking about this last night, conference season is among us. So in real estate anyway, conference season tends to be from like kind of October to February for in large part. And then there's a little bit of a group in the spring, but October is to February tends to be like a big conference season for me anyway. And so it's a big conference coming up. And so I was like, oh, I realized that I probably do it right around fourth quarter every year, right? Just because I'm walking into the next year. And I'll round my kids up. Like, so as an example, my daughter's turning 12 next week. So she's already 12 on the bio, right? So yeah, it's not a big update, but you just want to look through it every year. For instance, I went from director of growth to president this year, and it still said director of growth. And so when I was on in this event I'm doing next week, I emailed her. I go, oh, actually, new title, you know. So yeah,
I love that.
Well, I think somebody should tell Hallmark that there should be a bio tweaking day.
Yeah. Bio tweaking day. Yes. I think it might be October 1st. Mm-hmm. I'm not
good
sure.
Good idea. Yeah. So tip number...
Whenever this podcast lands, that's when it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Tip number nine, and I've actually always wondered this, so I appreciate you telling us this, Via. But third person is actually easier to talk about accomplishments and bragging. So talking in third person, you do want to use first person on social media. So for Instagram and Facebook,
yeah.
But for LinkedIn, third person is better to write the bio in.
Okay. And there's one other place to use first person. If you are like, okay, so if you're, say, a salesperson in real estate, which is my world, and you people are coming onto your website to say search for homes or something, you would want to talk in first person, like, Sarah, let me introduce myself to you, basically. You know, this is who I am and da, 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 da. And that's why I think social media is good in first person. All other times, even in LinkedIn, I kind of separate out from other social media.
For sure.
This needs to be third person. It's way easier to talk about yourself in third person because you kind of become, you become like the public version of yourself. I don't know how to explain that, but it's just easier to get past that braggy feeling.
That's good. Really good.
I think.
So good. I mean, I'm for sure going to be updating my bio this weekend.
I know,
there's
me too.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I'm feeling.
Yeah, I'm happy to jump in and help you guys edit that too.
Thanks.
Yeah. And here's my, so since you're going to be doing that, here's my 10th tip. And I have done this for years and it came from, fun fact about me. I used to be the general manager of a minor league sports team. I don't know if you guys know that, but I used to be the general manager. I know.
What sport?
Of soccer, the Everett Bigfoot soccer team. And at the time,
what?
We were the feeder into the, I know.
We should all do a weird job.
We're learning so
much
about you this episode.
I know. It's so weird. So I learned about media kits because I used to have to work with like the sports and events councils and the public entities. And media kits, I've had one forever on Google Drive. So I have a folder and it has a variety of different headshots. I always give, there's a vertical and a horizontal at least. And there's three or four different headshots. It has my full bio, my brief bio. It has pronunciations. It has links to media that I've done. And anytime my assistants or myself get invited to do anything, we just share the link.
Yeah. So good. Yeah, I'm kind of like, oh, shoot, where's my bio photo? Mm-hmm. And where's that Google? This is next level.
You just share the link and then you're updating it because it's Google Drive or OneDrive or whatever you use. And you're updating it every year. And so it's just a live document, right? And I always have a safety copy in case someone's going to go screw it up. No one's ever screwed it up, you know? And then I clean it up. So when I update my bio once a year, it's just it's shared with to a bunch of random people. And I just kind of clear it up and, delete the shares.
It will prevent like the time when you're speaking and they pull like your least favorite Facebook photo of you as the photo they use.
Oh,
it's like, no, I hate that photo.
Or they're citing some old statistics.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No.
Well, and then the next level in that is, remember, vertical, horizontal, like maybe a casual one, maybe a more formal. I mean, you know, the real, real next level is to have all the appropriate, you know, photos and headshots and just making sure that they're all the bases are going
to
be covered.
Yeah, I now have a media kit thanks to you, Via. So I appreciate it.
Oh, good.
I'm glad you sound legit.
That. That's good. Well, there you go.
You are legit.
Yeah. So this is one of those random little things that I don't know why but I kind of got passionate about the bio because I do feel like, you know, a lot of people are shy and again, don't want to be braggy and it's important. I think it's more important than people think it is. So we went over our 10 tips today and we will put that template on show notes. But honestly, you guys can Google, you know, bio templates and you could probably find our bios online somewhere. So you can test us out, see how they sound, see how they look. Thank you for joining us, you guys. We love sharing everything we know with you, and we hope you go have a big business and an even bigger life this week. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.